forest in big business. He has very, very high connection in the Middle East, in Europe, in America, everywhere. And he's working on that field since many years. And before, he was a vegetarian. He was a brahmachari for 10 years.
Oh, in much?
No,
gone?
Just by himself.
Oh, himself. No marriage, nothing?
He was married
like a brahmachari.
He was married 2 times. He had many children, but he trained his children in brahmacharya and vegetarianism.
Vegetarian
he has
also.
Been married for 2 times. He has some children, and he trained all his children to be brahmachari and vegetarian.
Very good, very good.
And then after he had a married life, and he had a business, and then he had to make a choice, either to keep on following his spiritual path, or to make business. So he chose to make business to maintain his family.
There is a question to him. If he will have collect so much wealth, by business one can collect some wealth. So if he collects wealth more than Ford company, any big
Rockefeller.
After that, with that wealth, what he will do at the time of death? What he will do with that wealth? Have he think about this? Will he take a needle from that? A needle from that wealth he will take and go?
Certainement pas, non. Il n'est pas cette attention, d'ailleurs.
What he tells?
Nothing.
It is impossible. Then why you are doing so much? you should do only to maintain your life and your subordinate life. And try to have a very good wealth which will go with you and it will save you forever. It will make you forever happy in this world also, in that world. So I'm not warning you to make money. You should make money, but not so much that, like dogs, always. A dog was running very quickly. I told, ask where you are going. I have no time to speak. No. And he went some way and he saw a tree or
a milestone
and he did some
passing
and again quickly done. So what we are doing, we should try to for what we are doing all these things.
You want to translate?
Yes. There was a king Raman in India. He named the name of Raman. He knows
Raman.
Have you heard the name of Raman? Who stole Sita?
Oh, his kingdom and his
wealth.
Whole city was made of gold. Everything gold. And he has more than hundreds and thousands very beautiful wives. And he has 1 lakh of sons.
100,000.
And more than that, he has nephews. But in the last, he was killed, everything was burnt, wife left, son was died, no one was there, and wealth also was burnt. everything is gone. So we should try to maintain our life and make money to maintain our life happily only. To chant, remember, and to have devotional life for God. It will give you pleasure, happiness of mind and heart, and for other births. So Napoleon, I know Alexander,
the great
Alexander, when he invaded India, he looted all the jewels of India, and so many beautiful girls and daughters of Indians, so beautiful ladies. And when he was returning, he became sick. And he was unable to speak anything. He was dying. He told that, bring my whole generals with whole sena,
or soldiers.
And bring my all jewels which I have looted, collected. And bring my all weapons, no? With generals. And my wife I have looted here and there. I pray them that they can take anyone can take all these things and give me 1 minute life. But anyway, no one was ready to give. And thus he saw everything and he left his body. So we should not be like that.
Alexandre le Grand, il a confié un empire.
But the process
use of
we use it should be good.
La richesse en soi, c'est pas un mal.
He used in good sense, it is okay. But generally we don't see like this. And try not to be attached with that. If there is attachment, then next time you'll be a snake and you will always try to save that property. After that dog, you can be anything to save that property. Because in Gita or everywhere we see, what you will think at the time of departure from this world, at the time of death, your birth will be likewise. Attraction for your wife, then you will be woman. If you have so much attraction for dog, you will be dog. Like so much fish, then you will have to come like fish. So be very careful for these all these things. Try to chant God, remember, very easily.
First gift, you, my heart, our heart. But what does this mean to me? I do not even understand what my heart is.
What is telling?
He said, you often tell us you should give your heart to me. And I do not know what my heart even is. He said, how can I understand it?
You can think like heart is now energy. Because you don't know your heart. So you can think like your energy is your heart. Understand energy?
Yes.
What is energy?
My time, my work,
not only work. Define. What is energy?
Okay, one. Mind, word, feelings, emotions, everything.
What is energy? place you are? Doing a job. If there is no energy, you cannot do. No? You are making money. If there is no energy, you cannot do. You are chanting Hare Krishna. Without energy, you cannot do. So, Guru wants that you should give that energy. Whatever you do, you should do for him today. You cannot do in this stage, but a stage will come that you can do. Now you can think that, oh, I should give my wealth, I should give my everything to Gurudev, but you cannot do. There should be some swatantrata in your mood.
Independence.
Independence. You can tell verbally, but you cannot do. Guru knows it. But as much as you can go, it is okay. So try to give all your energies. Whatever you do, you drink, you eat, you do anything, you do for him. Gurudev will not take and digest it. It will take, he will take it all and give in this. Lot of feet of Gurudev to give to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If they are not giving and they are digesting themselves, they are culprit. They are cheaters and they will fall down in no time. And they are doing all like all these things. Rishi. One Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told to his disciples, oh, you are doing pranam to me, I am unable to take it. I am collecting and I will be in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. I am not proper qualified to take it. My Gurudev is qualified. And by Gurudev, I have told so many things to you and you are thinking me my Gurudev. But actually he is Gurudev. He will give it all in the lotus feet of Krishna. His deity, worshipable deity. Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. This is Gurudev. And a Gurudev taking a pardon from that thing, he is culprit. He is not Gurudev. Never. And those who are doing businesses, 50%, 50% to temple and 50% making in their pockets, they are culprits. They will have to take dunt for this.
They have to suffer for this.
So much suffer.
No, anybody.
For himself, it is often. And if he is collecting, he should give all to his Gurudev. Anyone is respecting me? Why? Because I am chanting Harini. I am telling something good teaching. But from where I have received? From my Gurudev. So this should not never be forgotten. All is due to the mercy of Gurudev. Some leaders are thinking like, we are so qualified. And that is why they are qualified. They don't think this. You should tell them. Generally, we eat for ourselves. We sleep for ourselves. We rest for ourselves. We make money for ourselves. Whatever we do for own self. But a disciple, actually in full sense, he should take anything that I will be healthy and I will serve my Guru.
Okay.
I will sleep, that in morning very quickly I will rise and serve my holy master Krishna and Guru. That is why he sleeps. He chants not for him. Why he chants? Why he remembers that I will be qualified by this to serve my holy master or Radha and Krishna Kanjivan or God? Reads books. Why he reads books? Gita? By that I will have mercy from God. I will realize my soul and quickly I will serve. So everything, whole energy is used for his holy master and Krishna. This is the art to learn all these things and do bhajan without any fear or without any fear. Don't be do bargaining. Bargaining. What is the meaning of bargaining?
Business.
Only bhakti. Whole world is Krishna. All the things of Krishna. From that things we should serve Krishna. This is true. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Janma.
Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhata Vrinda.
When I went to Koneshwar, and he was telling so strongly that duplicity
and
hypocrisy, those who are doing devil-less and less, but they will never gain anything, whether they are taking so big Mota Kanti and dancing in the street. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol.
It is not bhakti.
It is against bhakti. About 1 hour he was
repeating.
But strong he was telling. Petit non-non.
Oui.
Le cadre.
Even like me, always telling very good Harikatha, all these Krishna pastimes, sweet pastimes, especially with gopis. He was bold, but he was surrounded by some things that he was worried. But I am never worried. For care for whole world. I give up anyone, anything for that. And he was submissive. No. That I should obey them. They want to control. He was worried, but even he was telling all these things. Never. But he was very, doing very, very much honor for me. So much honor for me that I am doing all the things. He was also accepting and made the proof that Jiva has not come from Golokindra. It is absent. Also he was saying that the devotees who are not matured, they have given the names of deity, like Partha Sarthi, Radha Partha Sarthi. He never accepted all this. Never. So I appreciate him. He was in the line of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. In our disciples, like Sri Pujya Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, all that, Puri Maharaj. Puri Maharaj, so much dear to me. When I went to this time, he remembered so many things, before 50 years things. How we were with in our society in in Calcutta near Chuchudai place. And he remembered everything. There was no his any personal servant. I used to look after him. My Gurudev told that you should look after Puri Maharaj. And at that time he was so young and energetic, young. About 50 years. Less than that. My Guru Jawal also about 50 years. All were in same age. Puri Maharaj or Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, all were
1-2 years
here and there. All were in same age. I'm fortunate to hear all teachings. I've served personally them all. They used to come to my Gurudev and I used to serve all. And always questioning them. Sometimes they become some sannyasi who came to my Gurudev and I used to ask them, why this is not? We cannot answer you. You should go to your Gurudev. He is Vedanti. We are not Vedanti.
Why did Swami Maharaj not correct his disciples?
I asked him personally. He told that I went to America in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I installed it. Radha Govinda or any state. And when I returned to India, they kept it
name.
I became so puzzled and upset. I told that I will never go to America. They applied me
but yet they never change this. He has written his Krishna book and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, that these are nonsense things. Any higher class of devotees cannot do rasabhas. These are rasabhas. Partha Sarthi, he cannot be the beloved of Radhika. He is Dwarkadhish. How it can be? So any devotees kept this name and told that, oh, your Swamiji has done this. So I asked him that whether you have kept this name, Rasabhas. How can I keep this name? In my old days, when I was retired, they changed the name of the deed and the deed. I was not happy for this. And I'm not responsible for all this. He told me practically all this. And he has written, especially in his books, Gaur Brahma. What is he telling? No controversy.
No, she's in some kind of doubt because there are letters where Swamiji is writing.
Letter is not authentic, but the book he has written, it is authentic. More authentic. Rup Goswami has not admitted this. He was Rupananda Vaishnava. How he can? I know that from very senior devotees like Jadurani, from so many senior Vaishnav from Swamiji, they told that Swamiji never kept his name. There are so many proofs for this. They are ready to give that proof. And I know that it is absurd. Those who don't know Siddhant, for them it may be some confusion. But for any person knowing all these Siddhants, like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in Chaitanya Charitamrita beginning he has cut all these things, that these are all rasabhas.
He says, for instance, in one letter, Swami Maharaj writes, someone asked him, why did you call Radha Pata Sarati? Is it Krishna on the battlefield? How can it be?
Yeah.
He said, even if you, instead of, Swami Maharaj answered that, even if you don't see Srimati Radharani, she is eternal energy, so she is there.
In letter, but in books he has written like this, this is Rasabha. Letter is periodical.
Time is
yes. No? And it is for the person who is not knowing Siddhant. In beginning, he has told like this. Anyone can tell like this. No heart.
So
but established truth, it is action. To give encouragement of
on
top of Swamiji. And then automatically you will know everything. For some time, it is told that all gurus are Nityananda. But actually it is not right. Those who are so qualified, Uttam Mahabhagavat, to them it can be told. Not for all. But we tell generally no heart. Like instance, Bhagavan Das here in this room, just to initiate so many. And he was like Nityananda Prabhu. If he was Nityananda Prabhu or Baladeva Prabhu, how he can fall down? Bhavananda and so many were initiating. They are not Nityananda Prabhu, actually. But it is soul genuine. No heart. For beginner. Swamiji has told something for beginner. And
for real devotees, he has told in his book, he has told that I'll make boarding, lodging room, home, and I will give them place, 7 cows, meat, I will give them egg and wine also, but they should chant Hare. Is it eternal? And this should be adapted by all. Why they are not authentic? He told that all brahmacharis should worship in temple. There should be brahmachari and after that they should. Grihas may be there, but sannyasi should not marry. Why they are here? Why? Yes, this is obeying one. So that honor all. Why they are not on? He told that. He told that everything is very nice and in Ethiopia. He never went to any sacred colleges and anything. Everything by chanting. Nama, Chintamani,
Krishna,
Krishna Chaitanya Vikram. He has told, and he has told that Nam Swayam Purushottam. Seven Mukhi Jivado. In colleges they will do this. They will not realize Harinam, what is Harinam, and where. Or in different colleges. Why we are there, giving up, chanting Harinam and all these things, and doing all these things? If you do, honor each other, everything. We should try to. We should try to realize the meaning of Atma Jal. So, in Vedas also, in Bhagavad also, there are two things, different, quite different, each other. We will have to reconcile all these things. How we can reconcile? One is thought, other is thought. Not same in sense. Krishna has no face, Krishna has face, Krishna must be a Buddha. How do you can predict? Krishna has power, Krishna has no power, he is nirgun. How you can reconcile? He has, Krishna never lived alone in Braja. Less and less gopi, when he came to Mathura, less and less Jadavani, and when he went to Dwarka, he collected again less and less. Wife, and he is powerless also. It is written in the Vedas, he is not powerless. So you have to be. And a pure devotee can be concise very easily. I gave him with my own hand the samadhi he ordered in the last deal. Last deal is best among all deals, no? All deals can be rejected, but not last. So he told me to serve him. And this will is now effective. So, we can associate each other and reconcile all these things. Also,
you have my life, right? I like.